the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide now the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from the book of Genesis, the second and third chapters. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise, she took its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and that they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. Paul to the Romans, the fifth chapter. Just as sin came into the world through one man, the death came through sin. And so death spread to all, because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgressions of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift and the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin. For the judgment falling one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift falling many trespasses brings justification. If because of the one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's acts of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord. I have to take my stole off because I'm not preaching the sermon today. Someone else is. This sermon is not being preached by the pastor, but you know what? I've been getting a bad rap. I've been listening to these readings today, and I think...
Turn on your microphone.
Thank you. The word came. Turn on your microphone. So I've come to give a little zing to help you put a little zip in your life. Living a life of sin is far from boring. You know, I've heard that there are 7 deadly sins. Nah, it's 7 lively sins. Those sins can give you pleasure, joy, happiness, No, I have been given a bad rap. People say that the devil or Satan or evil or whatever you might call me, I have lots of names, whatever you might call me, I've been told that people say that I lie. People say that I can't be trusted. People say that I twist the truth. That's not the truth. I would not lie to you. I wouldn't lead you astray. I will tell you the truth. Life isn't boring when you're sinning. I brought a bag of lovely gifts, items, wonderful things. Let's see what's in this lovely bag. A mirror. Pride. I love that word. Isn't that a good word? It has I right in the middle. Just like the word sin. I right in the middle. And that's where I belong. Center, right in the middle. I look pretty good in this mirror. Beautiful. Intelligent. Better than most of those other people I see around who are less attractive, less gifted, less musical, less athletic, less. You don't have to worry. God doesn't care if you puff yourself up. God doesn't care if you inflate yourself. Pride is a good thing. I wouldn't lie to you. You can trust me. I don't twist the truth. Pride is healthy. It's good for you. Look what I have here. Ben Franklin. Greed. Greed is good. More is better. If I had 10 of these, no, if I had 50 of it, well, let's go for 100. If I had 100 of these, I would be 100 times happier because I could have more stuff. Greed is good. I can just picture it now, laying out on my lounge chair on the beach, maybe in Fiji. God doesn't care that I've ignored the poor and the starving people who are right next door. Greed isn't bad. Greed is just getting what we need. Greed is good. Just meeting our needs. I don't twist the truth. You can trust me. I wouldn't lie to you. The third lively sin is pride, is envy. The third lively sin is envy. Now, I could have brought a catalog that was from Penny's or Sears, but that'd be too cheap. This catalog has a huge plasma TV. It also has a PowerPoint projector. I'm envious, but that's good. Envy is good. It makes my neighbors look at me and say, that's a good thing. If I had a huge screen plasma TV, wouldn't the neighbors be envious? And then, after I get that TV, I'm going to get a personal trainer because I want to look as good as my neighbors think I am. I'm going to get a personal trainer and I'm going to be the buffest person that you've seen. And envy is good because it makes you motivated. It makes you want to work harder to get that stuff, to have that look, to be that person. Envy is good. It makes you motivated, motivates you to improve yourself, to look better, to be better. I wouldn't twist the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. You can trust me. Envy's a good thing. Now, I know you're going to say that I shouldn't be talking about lust in a Lutheran congregation. We don't need to talk about lust in a Lutheran congregation, but I'll just take a little peek. I don't see anybody in here that looks like anybody out here. But it's a good thing to take delight in your sexual pleasures. Let those fantasies run your life. Let those fantasies run wild. It won't hurt anybody. It won't hurt your marriage or your relationships, the people around you. And all that talk you've heard about AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases and stuff, that is so exaggerated. You can believe me. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't twist the truth. And if you get pregnant, you can always get an abortion. There isn't any problem. There isn't anything wrong. Lust is good. It's not addictive. It's wonderful. Makes your marriage better. The more, the better. Lust is wonderful. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't twist the truth. You can trust me. Ah, some holy wine. The label says it brings sure to please. It's sure to please. Aches and pains will go away if you have a glass or seven of good wine. Drink to your heart's excess. Eat to your heart's excess. When things aren't going just right, when things are a little off, just go to the refrigerator, open it up, and eat, and eat, and eat, and eat. Eating too much and drinking too much is good for you. That's good for you. Eat and drink to your heart's content, and then light up a cigarette. It's not true what they say about, you know, that you can get cancer from even after you've quit. That's not true. That's exaggerated. Gluttony is good. The more, the better. Eat. Drink. Drink to your heart's excess. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't twist the truth. You can trust me. What's this? Laziness. TV remote control. It's laziness. And that's good. Stretched out in your recliner, look at that channel. Look at that channel. Look at that channel. Isn't it wonderful? Bring me a bag of chips when you get up to bring me that second six-pack. It's great. Stretched out. I heard on the radio this morning that children watch TV 20 hours a week. And there's so much information and so much education on TV. I think they should be watching 60, maybe 70 hours of TV a week because it's such a good thing. It doesn't make you lazy. Laying in that recliner, watching TV all weekend does not make you lazy. It just makes you mellow. It just helps you relax. It's not laziness that's going to happen. It doesn't teach laziness. It teaches relaxation. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't twist the truth. You can trust me. And what do I have here? What can be found in every American home. I think a gun is a good idea, not only to have in your home, but also to have in your car. It gives you a sense of safety. Doesn't it make you feel safe to know that the person driving on the freeway next to you has a gun under their front seat? Because anger is such a good thing to get out. And if you get angry, you can just blast away. Isn't that a good thing to get your anger out? It's therapeutic. It doesn't hurt anyone when you just get angry, especially your neighbors and your family or yourself. The FBI says there are more guns than people in the United States. So it must be a good thing, right? Anger must be a good thing. It's therapeutic. Get it out. Express yourself. Don't hold it in. Don't work it out in gentle ways. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't twist the truth. You can trust me. And about that God of yours who says, I will forgive, that God of you who is full of pure grace and mercy, that God of yours who wants to forgive you, wouldn't it be better then if you would sin more? So that God could forgive more, because God really likes to forgive you. So God must like you to sin, right? Now, I wouldn't lie to you. It says in the Bible that God takes delight in you, even though you are sinners. So therefore, God must not care whether you sin or not. So you should sin. I won't lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. God wants you to sin so that God can be more forgiving. And all that stuff about God's judgment and hell, that's just an exaggeration. God doesn't hate sin. God doesn't hate evil. That's just an exaggeration. You can trust me. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't twist the truth. So sin is my game, and I'm here to sell you some sin today. Now, I can sell it right now, but I can tell that most of you would be a little embarrassed for some reason to buy some sin when you're sitting in church, social pressures and all. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop by your house later on today. You might not recognize me like this, because I take all different kinds of disguises. But I'm going to stop by very soon, today or tomorrow or the next day. I'll stop by your house to sell you some sin, or your place of work, or where you hang out with your friends. But you can be sure that I'll be around. I'm going to sell you some sin. You can count on it.